Good morning, everyone. As Sam mentioned, this webinar is being sponsored by the Northeast Wind Resource Center. The center is one of six wind energy resource centers established by the U.S. Department of Energy's Wind Exchange Program. There are six of these throughout the U.S., and they all serve the information needs about wind energy. There's a map up that you can see what the other wind resource centers are. Let me see if I can change. Next slide. Sam, do you have? There, thank you. All right. The Northeast Wind Resource Center in particular, it serves both land-based wind and offshore wind information needs of this region. It's being managed by the Clean Energy Group along with its partners, the Sustainable Energy Advantage and the Maine Ocean Wind Industry Initiative. I work particularly in offshore wind, and in offshore wind for the Northeast Wind Resource Center, our work is focused on outreach and information sharing with the northeastern states, primarily through the state's clean energy funds, and we are working together to share information and dialogue on the possibility of crafting policies, both state policy and regional policy, that and programs that can support the development of offshore wind at scale. Next slide. We're really happy to have today's guest speakers from the University of Maine and the Advanced Structures Composite Center with us today. It's been a couple of years since we held our last webinar with them. Today we'll hear from two speakers, Habib Dogger and Jeff Thaler, who will be talking about the Maine Aquaventus project. As many of you likely know, it's a 12-megawatt floating offshore wind pilot project that has received several Department of Energy awards, including a most recent $3.7 million award that's going to help the project complete design and complete project planning and hopefully approach financial close. Before that, the University of Maine had a 1/8 scale floating prototype off the coast of Castine, Maine, and we'll hear from Habib about the result of that floating study. It was the first offshore wind turbine to deliver electricity to the grid, and the same consortium is working on developing the pilot project that we are going to hear about next. I will introduce the speakers as they start their presentations, and today we are going to start with Dr. Habib Dogger. He is the founding director of the University of Maine's Advanced Structures and Composite Center. It's an ISO 17025 accredited 100,000 foot testing laboratory with over 180 full and part-time personnel. Dr. Dogger and the UMaine Composite Center have received R&D funding from many federal agencies, for example, the National Science Foundation and the U.S. Department of Energy. Dr. Dogger earned his PhD in structural engineering from the University of Wisconsin-Madison, and he joined the U of Maine faculty in 1985. With that, we are going to pass the presentation controls over to Habib, and just a reminder to please type in questions into the question dialog box as they come up.